Today is Thursday, November 7th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has won a third term, delivering a victory for Democrats in the swing state that President-elect Donald Trump carried. Baldwin defeated Republican challenger Eric Hovde, a bank owner and real estate investor endorsed by Trump. Hovde has not conceded the race, which was within the 1 percentage point margin that would allow for him to seek a recount based on unofficial results. The Associated Press called the race for Baldwin Wednesday afternoon, hours after absentee ballot results from Milwaukee put her over the top. In a statement before the AP called the race, Hovde didn't concede or say whether he would request a recount. Unofficial results show about 73% of Wisconsin's voting age population cast ballots in the 2024 presidential race, with the raw number of voters topping out at the highest in state history. Nearly 3.4 million people in Wisconsin cast ballots in the presidential race, won by President-elect Donald Trump Wednesday. The number is likely to increase slightly as the few remaining outstanding ballots are tabulated. Just over 3.3 million voted for president in the 2020 election. The turnout percentage in Wisconsin is just below that seen in 2020. Wisconsin has a voting age population of just under 4.7 million people. Tuesday's election was the first under Wisconsin's new political maps drawn by Governor Tony Evers. Lisa Hale reports.
Many Democrats were hopeful that the new maps would mean more Democrats in the Wisconsin legislative body. That did not happen. As of early Wednesday morning, Republicans were winners in at least 53 of the 99 assembly districts in the state. The change was felt, however, in the Senate, where Democrats flipped or kept Senate districts 8, 14, 18, 30, and 32, including Jamie Wall's defeat over Alloway Village President Jim Rafter in Senate District 30 and Kristen Alfheim's victory over Anthony Phillips in Senate District 18. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin was among several battleground states targeted by bomb threats on Election Day. That's according to the FBI. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The threats, which appeared to originate from Russian email accounts, also impacted Pennsylvania and other states. Despite the threats, the Wisconsin Elections Commission declared them not to be credible, and all polling places in the state did remain open.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing nearly $9 million to help expand high-speed internet in Wisconsin. Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa says the money comes from the Community Connect program. CTC Telecom and Childardbin Telephone Cooperative will be adding fiber to resident homes and businesses in Barron, Burnett, and Washburn counties. A Sparta man faces homicide charges in connection with the drunk driving crash that killed a construction worker last week. 25-year-old Isaac Morales Jr. is accused of crashing into a piece of construction equipment after losing control of his car near Oakdale November 1st. That crash killed the 35-year-old operator. Morales now faces charges of reckless homicide, first-time OWI, and various reckless driving felonies. He's being held in Monroe County on a $250,000 cash bond and will be back in court in December. 40-year-old Jesse Vang has been ordered to stand trial on new charges related to the disappearance and death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Vang had a preliminary hearing in Manitowoc County Court Wednesday on 4 counts, including physical abuse of a child, causing death, and hiding a corpse. Vang's arraignment is set for November 18th. Vu's mother, Katrina Bauer, is also charged in the case with child neglect leading to death. She pleaded not guilty in October. Serve Wisconsin is now accepting applications for 2 Volunteer Generation Fund grant programs. These grants are designed to help organizations recruit, train, engage, manage, and sustain volunteers. This funding is made possible through grants from AmeriCorps and the Volunteer Generation Fund aimed at promoting volunteerism. The first opportunity offers grants ranging from $5,000 to $20,000 to enhance volunteer programs within community-based organizations. Serve Wisconsin invites applications from nonprofit organizations, Indian tribes, local governments, schools, institutions of higher education, and state agencies. These grants can be used to support volunteer recruitment engagement training, days of service, or disaster preparedness training. Serve Wisconsin especially encourages applications from agencies focusing on disaster preparedness, those working with older adult volunteers, and youth-led volunteer programs. The second opportunity is for grants to develop sustainable, skills-based board training programs. The goal is to increase the number of nonprofit board members from communities historically underrepresented on boards. With this support, Serve Wisconsin aims to help organizations more fully engage volunteers in community problem solving and ensure that diverse voices, particularly those from the communities being served, are represented in leadership roles. Both grant opportunities will reimburse eligible expenses through September 30th, 2025. Applicants are required to provide a dollar-to-dollar match, which can be met through external funding or in-kind contributions. Grant awards will be determined through a competitive process evaluating innovation, project size and scope, and the organization's readiness to implement the proposed project. Applications for board training grants are due by November 8th. Volunteer engagement grants will be available on a rolling basis while funds remain. For more information and to apply, visit the Volunteer Generation Fund page on the Serve Wisconsin website. With the holidays just around the corner, the Ithaca Lions Club, Ombre's Motorcycle Club, and Julie Cairns State Farm are teaming up again this year to collect toys for the annual Smiles for a Child Toy Drive, co-organized by the Ithaca Lions Club and Ombre's Motorcycle Club. Smiles for a Child distributes gifts and toys every December to children and families in need during the holiday season. Applications for Smiles for a Child will be available the day after the Rock and Reindeer Party at Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance. Deb O'Connell is with the Ithaca Lions Club.
The applications will be at the Social Services Building and starting November 11th, which is Veterans Day, and they inform me that they are open on that day. And we'll be picking them up until November 27th, which is the day before Thanksgiving. I really kind of wanted to do that because there's so many sales at Thanksgiving time that if I need to, I can look at that as well. So that's the deadline. Our actual pickup date is at the Community Center on December 14th. So that also gives us, Thanksgiving is a day that people, or a weekend people don't want to shop, so it gives us one more weekend to shop before the pickup date.
Smiles for a Child has been distributing toys in Richland Center area for over three decades, and each year is able to assist families by providing gifts to hundreds of children. Marilyn Gilligan is with the Ombre's Motorcycle Club.
In the last several years, it's ranged right around $300 to $350. And like I've always said, there was that one time in 2008, 2009, little recession time, that we had the biggest one was 465 kids. That was a lot of shopping. But we had the money. We had the event, and people gave. And we shopped and took care of every one of them, every one of those children.
The Rock and Reindeer Parking Lot Party provides an opportunity to donate toys to Smiles for a Child and will include special appearances by Mrs. Claus, Santa, and the reindeer. Julie Cairns is with State Farm.
Already this year, we have a wagon in the office full of toys. I'm very humbled by that because I always feel like, is it coming off right? Right? Like this event, these ideas, and to see people come in and just quietly drop a new toy off in the wagon is very special. And yes, as Marilyn was saying, there have been a couple that have dropped them off that said, Marilyn and her group helped me 25 years ago and I'm helping now.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, I hope that it's very obvious to come. I mean, just get some cocoa, get some kettle corn, meet Santa. Hopefully you've been on the good list and you can share your list with him. And yes, Rock and Reindeer Parking Lot Party, November 10th, 12 to 2.
Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance is accepting new unwrapped toys now and at their Rock and Reindeer Party on Sunday from noon until 2 in downtown Richland Center. Toys collected go to the annual Smiles for a Child Toy Drive. Applications for Smiles for a Child will be available at the Richland County Health and Human Services Building beginning Monday and must be turned in no later than Wednesday, November 27th. Toys will be available for pickup on Saturday, December 14th at the Richland Center Community Center. Monetary donations for Smiles for a Child are welcome anytime and can be dropped off at WCCU. The second annual Wisconsin Water and Soil Health, or WWASH, conference is set to take place December 17th and 18th at the Kalahari Resort and Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells. This year's conference promises to be even more impactful, bringing together experts, farmers, and conservationists to discuss the latest advancements in soil health and practices that promote water quality. Learn the latest in water quality and soil health practices, discover new resources, and network at the WASH Conference hosted by the UW-Madison Division of Extension. Keynote speakers announced are Dr. Lisa Schulte Moore, professor in the Department of Natural Resource Ecology and Management and co-director of Bioeconomy Institute at Iowa State University. Nick Gillette, farmer, crop consultant, and CCA conservationist of the year, and Dor Kawani, demonstration farm network co-project manager, and Dr. Shalimar Armstrong, environmental soil scientist and associate professor in the Department of Agronomy at Purdue University. Breakout sessions include insect pests, pollinators, and predators, the multifaceted impacts of cover crops, edge-of-field practices, benefits, innovation, and practicality, building consistency in dairy forage programs using crop diversity, herbicide and weed fate in soil health systems, economic and water quality benefits of diversified cropping systems, and more. Registration is now open. Early bird pricing and room blocks are available through November 16th at go.wisc.edu/wwash.